Hello, Jenna.
Hello, guys.
What are you here for?
Well, nothing as exciting as what we just did. I kind of had a girl problem.
I'm gonna run to the deli.
Yeah. I gotta go to.
Were you hanging out with Al or something?
Oh no.
Feeling not so fresh.
Yeah. Oh no.
Don't you have some of that?
Yeah. Stuff?
Shannon, you got cream or whatever?
Yeah. Wow.
Cream.
Don't you have ointment?
Yeah. So, thanks.
Oh, come on, guys.
Sorry it happened.
Okay. Yeah. Let us know when it's all cleared up or whatever. Or don't.
Right. I never want to hear it again. Those two words.
No. I need some advice.
Okay. You just rub it on there and hope for the best. All right. You're embarrassed. Look at you already.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do. I can't talk about this kind of stuff.
What's your girl problem?
I hardly know you.
What's your girl problem?
Well, I went to a bar the other night, and I don't know if this is all girls or maybe even you, kid, because you're kind of girly.
All girls and you, kid.
All girls and me, probably. What is it?
Well, I had a cute, I have this really cute top I'm really proud of, and I was in a bar the other night.
I do, too.
And I saw a girl that had it on, and she was not, she was below average looking.
Uh-huh.
Nice. And of course, I'm above honest. Average.
And it got me, first I got really mad. Like, what the hell's going on?
Were you wearing it too at the same time? No, you were not.
No,
okay.
I didn't have it on. No, I didn't have it on. Well,
what's
because
the problem?
It's a tank top and it's winter, and I don't know why she had it on.
That's
okay.
That's
because it's hot up in the club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take off all your clothes.
I was standing there and I started getting really mad, and then I got to thinking, well, is she ugly? And is it the top that's making her ugly? So does that mean I looked ugly in the top too?
Okay. Good one.
Since she's not cute, does she have bad taste? Does that mean I also have bad taste because I own that top?
Okay.
These things women think
this
about,
is a huge problem, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
And I just get mad when someone has something I have. Not like she can't buy it at any other store.
Right.
You know?
It's funny. I guess we don't consider when we're at Urban Outfitters and there's 42 of them in a row and you buy one, you don't consider that 41 other people will buy it also.
Well, I hide them sometimes.
You hide the other ones. Wow.
They find them.
Yeah.
I don't think you just hide
them. I'm a finder. But
so what's your question? Is it wrong to hate her?
Yes.
No.
Or is it wrong to... immediately, you know, you can compliment them. Do I compliment her?
You didn't think
say,
she looked good,
but then you'd be being fake.
Yeah, but is that better than honest?
Well, you don't know her, right?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, so don't say a word.
I wouldn't say anything.
But I like the shirt. So
not your shirt,
really
not your problem. That's what I say.
I'm not complimenting her looks.
You're saying ugly girl ruined your shirt experience.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what she's saying. And when you wear it again now, you'll think of her wearing it poorly.
Think.
Yeah.
You need to give the shirt to Shannon.
And
Shannon will wear it with pride.
Oh, yeah, she will.
And move in with the girl.
And like it.
Yeah.
I've never seen Shannon with a low-top shirt.
I'll bring it in Monday.
Or just put some cream on it. Whatever. What if you're at this place and you're wearing it also, and she's there first? Is there a territorial who got here first in this outfit?
You
got
to leave
That's
if you
like
came
the
in there second.
That's faux pas.
You gotta leave if
it's
you came in second.
It's not a faux pas because it's uncontrollable. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, you can't be seen.
Yeah, okay. But the unwritten rule is that you gotta leave if somebody else has the outfit you have
what
on.
What if I look better than she does?
It doesn't matter. She was there first.
JC and I and Al were enjoying a pregame meal before a basketball game, and I had on a blue sport coat that had pinstripes on it. It was cold. I'm wearing jeans and a sport coat thing.
Yep.
It's a cool sport coat.
So good look. That's a good look, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the restaurant brings over this dude and goes, "Hey, man. He's got the same jacket as you. Look."
Yeah.
Okay. And we were both very uncomfortable.
And then you thought to yourself, at least he's uglier than me, right?
No, he was better looking than kid.
He was better looking than me.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it worse. Then he's thinking, dude, that dude's uglier than me and he's wearing my jacket. He's ruined my jacket experience.
That's what I said to him. What were you thinking? You should just give it to me. So I have two.
But you're kind of a celebrity.
Damn right.
Kinda.
He's Kid Craddock.
Whatever.
So, you know, if I see a celebrity wearing something I have, I love it.
That's
I'm gonna
good.
Rock it.
Yeah,
like some kind of validation.
Totally.
I have fashion sense. Like,
how do you feel as a celebrity seeing a normal person wear it?
I'm mere mortal.
It ruins it for me because I only tolerate the fans.
Yeah.
I don't actually embrace them.
Oh, save that.
Me, the host?
I don't have fans. So I wonder if you have to leave if you walk in and another girl's wearing it.
Yes.
Want to take calls?
I say yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're guys. We don't know.
Start a thread on Kid Nation. We'll bring it up again next week, okay? KidNation.com. Start a thread called Same Shirt.
Really?
Same shirt.
Same shirt.
Start a thread.
Or the little girl problem.
Yeah. Oh, that's dreadful.
Yeah, start a thread. Yes, Kelly wanted to say something. What is it, Kelly?
Oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have dropped my panties.
Oh.
Listen to this.
Wow. Oh, mix it up with the Al, yeah.
Oh, no. Wow,
Kelly. Mix it up with the Al, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try to include that in our upcoming movie review. Let's see.
Oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have dropped my panties.
Oh. I can't even look at Kelly when you play that.
I can't either.
We'll be back.